Yesterday, the news was announced. Wasn't actually announced yesterday. We're going to speak to Jake String a little bit later, but he got the bag. He got a 3-year deal. The other part to all this, though, that was reported was Cale Hooker playing currently, obviously, as a forward for Essendon. I thought it was really honest what Ben Rutten had to say.
I haven't heard this. What is it?
Okay, well, he said along the lines, yeah, look, we haven't decided whether or not we're going to give Cale Hooker another contract after this year, but he knows where we're at. We've been talking, we've been in dialogue all the year, so he knows exactly where all this stands, which is a really – I'm sure other football clubs have – you know, this is an ongoing conversation that they have with players that are getting into the twilight of their career about whether or not they're going to get a contract, that type of thing. But if you look at it, it's a big 5 weeks for him, isn't it, Cale Hooker, at the end of this season? If he's playing now for his football future,
yeah,
it's a big, big time for him. Well, he desperately wants to go on and play.
We're getting this a bit more from clubs, though. Matthew Nix has said the same thing about Daniel Talia and Tom Lynch. You know, they know exactly where they're at. We can't.
But they're not playing, though. They've been injured.
Well, I think they're back this week, aren't they? Talia's not. Lynch might be playing this week. But they're saying, yeah, no, it's a big 5 weeks for you, Tom. If, you know, you play to the level that you think you can, then, yeah, the contract may well be there. I like that. I like that honesty. And I'm sure those conversations have been had all the time. With I heard Adam Simpson last night say to about Josh Kennedy. Well, yeah, we're going to leave that up to him. Because right now, you know, 5 weeks to go, we can't tell you definitively, or he can't tell you definitively where he wants to go on. So I think those conversations have been had all around the competition. It's a good way to deal with it.
Well, you've got to have that communication, though, don't you?
Do you think he'll go on? Cale Hooker?
I don't know. He hasn't had a great season. I think it depends. I think it depends largely upon where they believe some of those other young developing players might be at, you know, in 6 months' time. Yeah.
It looks like he's come to the end of his career to me when I'm watching him play. And I'd say that with the, I don't even know why I say this, but the absolute respect, because he's been such a terrific servant, and he's serving a role where. He's playing a role where, you know, he probably didn't think he'd had to. And if they can see the development of one of the younger kids that can hand up, or they can attract someone that can play that role, then they probably makes that decision even easier.
There are bridge players in every team, aren't they? Like players that build a bridge from, you know, where they are now, where they need to be. You need to fill those spots. You need to have experienced players around them.